The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024, and if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities, so LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
One thing I wanted to talk about is just like building is actually no, the mortgages. So did you have to get different mortgages on each property or was it like a portfolio loan? Because I know one of them is a commercial unit and two. So you have the six unit, which is commercial. You have the triplex and a duplex, which are residential. How does that work with like getting mortgages? Is it different for each property or is it like a portfolio? How does that work?
Bro, let me tell you, that's a good question. So I didn't know you were going to ask that question. Yeah, no, so that was a little curveball, but it's good information. So this is the thing, man. That's why I like to keep it straight up because you hear so much in courses, and I have a course, but I keep it thorough in a course.
Yeah.
Books, podcasts. But when you're in it, bro, when you're in the mix, it's different. So everyone says, like for example, people were telling me, it's a portfolio. You can get a portfolio loan. But when you're actually in the field, they're like, oh yeah, you can get a portfolio loan, but we only do it on $1 million. We only do it over $750,000 or $800,000 or whatever the number is. We haven't worked with you before. You know, just so many different reasons and rhymes for why they don't give the portfolio loans. So I wasn't able to get the portfolio loan. I think it was too small of a loan. The other thing was, I think the interest rate was going to be higher on a portfolio loan.
Wow.
The commercial loans, they do offer different products, loan products for commercial products. So you can get lower interest rates. You can get something called adjustable rate mortgages. You can get balloon payment mortgages. You can get so many other loan products for the commercial. For the residential, it's cool because you can get a longer payment term period. So you can get 30 years. So commercial is always like 20 to 25 years. So there is a difference, bro. And when you do the multifamily but residential and you get 30-year term, your payments are going to be lower because you're spreading it out, right? Also, The caveat though with commercials, you sometimes can get lower interest rates, but it may be like a 5-year term. And then you got to gamble kind of like, okay, what about in 5 years when it's due? What if the interest rates are double what they are now? What if they go up? So I'm going into it hoping and praying that the interest rate environment gets better, but will it actually get better? You know what I mean? That's the thing. So I had to get different loans, man. I don't know. Should I tell about the drama that went into the loans?
Let's talk about
questions.
Let's talk
okay.
About
so we talked about this a little bit last night, but it was a fiasco. So first I found someone on Twitter. Twitter is the best social media app out there if you're looking for resources and networking, right?
Shout out to Elon.
he's a firestorm dealing with Elon. But just the people, not Elon, but the people on Twitter, so much value, bro. Like, it's just insane, and it's free, right? So I met someone. Her name is Idolette Levon Idolette. Yeah, Levon Idolette. So she helped me get qualified, right? Her and her dad own Reddish Bull finance or mortgages. And so they got me like qualified. They got me qualified on the 6-unit. They got me qualified on the triplex, and they got me qualified on the second triplex, right? It was smooth. It was straightforward. It was easy process. And towards the end, they kept saying that they were going to get me qualified for the duplex. They were like, I'm going to find someone. We're going to make it work, whatever. I had a lot of faith in them because how fast they got me pre-approved for all the other stuff. And they were thinking about doing the appraisal, but a lot of times they just like wait towards the end and make sure that you get through the due diligence process, because you may walk away from the due diligence process. So why pay for the appraisal in advance, like $1,000 each property or $800 each property or whatever it is? So they're like, just handle your due diligence stuff, handle your inspections, and then once that's all good, we'll move forward. But this deal took like over 90 days. Like I said, it took 4 to 5 months. And so the rates were locked in for a period. I think it was like for like a month, but it wasn't locked in for, you know, the whole time. Mm-hmm. So remember, we're in July and the rates are rapidly going up. So I tap in with them towards like, you know, like September, I think. And he's like, oh, I know I told you like, you know, high fives, low sixes, but it's going to be like 7. It's jumping up to like 7, maybe even over 7. And he's a straight shooter, the father. And I'm like, nah, that's killing my numbers. And so I started shopping around, looking at other mortgage brokers and credit unions. It was actually mortgage brokers, not credit unions, because mortgage brokers brought me the credit unions. But find a mortgage broker, local mortgage broker out in Pittsburgh, and he lies to me, bro. He does the bait and switch. So he tells me, oh, yeah, I can get you 5.2. I can get you 5.7 at most. And I say, hey, man, you need to be honest with me. Are you telling me the truth? Because I'm going to jump ship and leave my lender and work with you if it's 5.2, 5.7. Like, that's incredible. That's going to save my numbers. And I said, we can extend it 30 days. Can you close? Can you make it happen in 30 days? Because we're only getting one extension. We only get one shot at this. I got you, man. No problem. So it was kind of like a family affair with the Idolettes, because it is a family. They're a family. But mm-hmm. You know, it's brother and sister, you know, it's a family thing. It's a black-owned business. We have built a relationship over Twitter. So I was like, had loyalty to them, and they looked out for me. And it's a small deal. They do like multi-million dollar deals. Yeah. So they're like taking time out to do it for me. And so I had to apologize. I was like, I'm sorry. I have to jump ship, switch over, because this guy's offering me lower rates. He's like, whatever's good for your business, I support you. So I switch over. Bro. And he tells me, comes back and tells me, oh, no, I have to give you a 7 rate, the new guy.
Once you switched over.
When I switched over. So he did the bait and switch. He did give me the 5.75 for the commercial.
Yeah.
He gave me the 5.75 for the commercial. So I was like, all right, cool. Shook his hand on that. And then he started working on the other two, the triplex and the the two triplexes. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's going to be a 6.77, 7.72 maybe. I'm like, bro, you told me it was 5.2, 5.7. What are you talking about? He said, oh, I was only talking about the commercial. I didn't know you were wanting me to do the other ones. I said, I sent you all the paperwork. I sent you the addresses. I gave you everything. Gave you the due diligence docs, all that. So dude did the bait and switch. I'm like, he doesn't have integrity, but we're already rolling now. I don't want to go back to the other brother and say, this guy is incompetent. He failed me. So we keep pushing. Bro, he sends me to one lender, one credit union. They turn me down. After getting turned down from that credit union, and the reason like why they turned me down, right, let me just speak to that a little bit. Out-of-state investor, they give preferential treatment to local people that are from Pittsburgh or have some type of investment in Pittsburgh. Didn't have a huge portfolio, huge track record, just had my triplex out here in LA. I'm out-of-state investor. It's a little more risky, right? So they're like, we don't know if we want to lend on this guy. So they pass. After they pass me, I'm like, let's shop around my deals to 2-3 credit unions at once, because it's a time crunch. It takes a week and a half for these people to get back to me.
Right.
That's another thing, bro. In Pittsburgh, they move like snail mail. Everything is slow. And Miami, LA, New York, everything is like this. They moving quick at that pace. Out there is slow. So He's like, no, trust me, this one is going to be great. Listen to me. This one's going to close. They know. Mm. They believe me. Come back. They turn me down as well, bro. And I'm pissed at this point because I said, I told you. And I'm on his head top. And then maybe I should practice better business practices or whatever. I don't know. I'm respectful, but at the same time, I turn up if it's my deal because it's my money on the line, right? My deal on the line, not his. And I got my EMD up, my earnest money deposit, my security deposit in the game. And this guy's playing games. And so he takes me to one more person and I beg him. I say, please, can you shout me to multiple people? And he refuses to. He says, no, this one is the final one. I'm going to get you this deal. I don't waste time talking to this guy, believing this guy. I go back to the brother, the Idolettes. So I go back to the Idolettes. The brother's super smooth. He says, I thought this would happen. I thought this might happen. So I'm cracking up. I'm like, what is he going to say? So then he says, I still got your file open. I still got your file right here. I'm about to pull it up. So he pulls it up, gets me the pre-approval within 3-4 days, bro. Gets the appraisal scheduled within 3-4 days after I get the approval. Send everything over to the seller because he's asked, at this point, the seller's like, I'm not giving you guys any more extensions. Where's the pre-approval on these loans? I mean, on these properties? When is the appraisal happening? Like, when I'm not negotiating with you. I'm not yielding. I'm not sending you no documents. I need you to move. I need action. So the brother comes through and saves me. The week passes. The other guy comes and says, I couldn't perform. I can't get you the loan. I can't help you.
For any of them, even the 6 unit?
So I think the 6 unit he gave me a great mortgage on the 6 unit. That was the first one. 5.75 5-year ARM. So after 5 years, I have to like either refinance, sell, or yeah, I guess it's only refinance, sell, or pay the loan back, right? So that was great. That was like amazing, low rate. Because the rates were like a 7 and I got 5.75. Mm-hmm. So that was like incredible. He offered a mortgage on, I think, the triplex, the last triplex, but he couldn't do the duplex. And he promised me he was going to get somebody for the duplex, but he couldn't get the duplex. So I jumped ship and went to the brother. The brother, I was realizing, couldn't get the duplex either because he was quick to perform within a week and got everything. But that one, he was slow. He was like, man, I'm still looking. He's dragging his feet. And I said, oh, shoot, I'm going to have to figure something out. We were going to close. And the reason why was that I was really afraid because the guy had accused me whenever I was critical about one property in the portfolio, then it seemed like I didn't want to buy it. He would say, this guy's playing around. He's not serious. He doesn't want to buy the whole portfolio. If he doesn't buy everything, I'm canceling the deal. I'm walking away. And this guy has like 500 units. He's like a multimillionaire. So he could easily just walk away and just sit on it, right? He wasn't tripping.
He got more he wanted to sell.
Right? But see, the thing is, you have to have a good escrow experience and closing experience for people to want to work with you again.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the best experience. I was a novice going out of state, so I don't know if he would sell. But I can ask him. But anyway, so I had to go and get the cash credit line, bro, at the final hour, close with cash, no appraisal done.
Close with cash for the duplex?
Close with cash for the duplex.
Got you.
And okay. Then got the loan on all the other properties. So how many do I have? Two triplexes? What do I have? Duplex, triplex, and six. I can't even keep up with them. But anyway, so the two properties appraised over value. So I think I had like 20 grand in equity on the 6 unit, and I think another 20 grand in equity on the triplex. And then the duplex, I didn't do an appraisal because it was like, what's the point? I'm closing in cash. So that was the fiasco dealing with the loans, man. It was a doozy. And you hear so much on social media, you hear so much on the podcast, and read so much in the books. But when you're dealing with live humans, you have to be able to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be creative. Mm-hmm. You have to reach into your Rolodex and reach into your network and also be humble.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.